You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
7:20 now. Here at FM 99. So, Sean and I have talked about this. Downloading recipes from the internet, trying to learn how to cook better in this quarantine time because we've all spent so much more time at home. As much takeout as we're getting, we're also taking chances on making better food.
I got an air fryer for Christmas, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
My favorite newest thing.
Yeah, bro.
I'm an adult now, like, because I got excited over an air fryer.
Over an appliance?
Yes, but it's awesome. It really
amazing.
Is great.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
I'm going to ask you about your air fryer after the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get one, too.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
I'm an adult nerd. I want to talk to her about her air fryer.
Can you make toast in the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
So I don't need a toaster.
I
don't want a bunch
cheese.
Of appliances.
It's time-consuming to make toast
is
in it.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, you would
pain
want
in the ass?
I have a toaster,
more than
too.
Necessary.
Yeah, really?
But you can make grilled cheese in it, so.
See, because we have a toaster oven, and this would replace the toaster oven in my world.
Right. Well, just get you a basic toaster for $10-$15.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't make the calls on countertop appliances are not my domain.
Right.
Fair at enough. My house. Yeah. And especially in the new remodeled kitchen that's just getting finished now and needs to be repopulated with stuff.
Right.
You don't get any choice in that.
Oh, I got choices on a finish and things like that, but I don't get to pick all the stuff. I get to pick out the coffee maker.
Okay. Fair
because
enough.
Coffee is my wheelhouse.
That's right. Your domain.
That's my domain.
Yep. Nobody messes with that.
I am the coffee somm.
Yes.
At my house. Exactly.
Yes.
With that said, the reason I bring this up is that these are the 5 cooking mistakes that you're making the most according to actual chefs, people who make a living doing this stuff. And the number one problem that you have is your knife isn't sharp enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No,
absolutely.
It's just not sharp enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to hurt yourself with that not sharp knife because it's going to slide off of something you're trying to cut and go right through your fingers.
The test of that every time is cutting a tomato.
Yeah.
If you can't glide through that tomato, it's not sharp enough.
Without smashing it?
Yep.
Yes, without flattening the tomato in the process. Right.
Should be easy.
Yeah. Number 2, stop cutting your vegetables unevenly.
Well,
cut them symmetrically and evenly, line them up, and cut so they cook at the same time.
I mean,
yeah, that makes sense.
If you don't, if they're all in different sizes, then they're going to come out with different cooking
times.
They're
going to be as close as they're going to get, because otherwise this is going to take me 4 hours to chop vegetables.
Yeah, come on
I
now.
Already hate doing
How
that,
are your
don't
knife
you?
Skills? Come on,
they're
man.
Not that, because I don't chop as much as these other
You already have a sucky chefs. Knife. You've admitted.
Yeah, I use a mallet and just kind of
there's
smash
that.
It into pieces.
I tear it apart with 2 spoons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, it takes, I mean, it is a mangled mess, but my God, it cooks fast. Don't leave a huge mess of pots and pans in your wake.
No, yeah.
Wash stuff as you use it.
That's
wash stuff as you go so that you don't, after dinner, now you got a sink full of crap.
Yep, I do it.
Yeah. That's actually a good idea.
At the very least,
I clean as I go.
At the very least, I like if I got stuff with grease in it or something like that, I'm gonna try and get that clean before dinner.
Somewhere
over.
Right.
Yeah.
Taste everything as you go and adjust the seasoning.
No.
More than once. Yeah. More than once. Every time you're supposed to season everything you add.
Right.
To some degree.
Yeah.
You know, every time you add an ingredient.
Yeah, but
you're supposed to check this.
I cook a lot of raw chicken. I can't taste that.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah. I tried that once. It was.
And then stop constantly opening the oven to see if the food's done.
Yes.
You got to trust the science.
Yes.
Every time you open the oven, you lose X number of degrees, and now it's got to heat back up again. It's going to take longer and longer and longer and longer. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Those are the top 5. I've often heard it says that people just don't season their food well enough.
Oh, yeah.
Just in general.
Without a doubt.
You don't use nearly enough salt and pepper or whatever the other seasoning
is.
Well,
I grew up in a house where salt and pepper was the only thing that existed.
Oh.
And so, and we weren't using a whole lot of that to begin with. My parents, seasoning is not a thing in that house.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in Western Michigan. This is a place that actually boils meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can pick up tips, though. I mean, we watch these shows and whatnot.
I'm Rachel Ray. I'm going to show you how to please everybody in a flash.
Yeah.
Let's go grab some of that meat. Let's just try and ease him out of there. Awesome.
Look at that. It's the size of my head. You could barely fit your fingers around it. Yeah. Man, I love a big cock. It's a whole size thing. Size matters. Oh, yeah. Your body just starts to crave big, thick cock. Say that 10 times fast.
Unnecessary censorship.
I'm ready to belly up to this one.
Sounded
ooh, necessary. He's good. He's good to go. Just pick it up with your hand. Ah. Just grab them.
Very explicit, by the way.
Rub it in your hand and just gently pull backwards like that.
Oil it a little.
You want to hold it at the top just like that and just pull very gently. You just give it a light squeeze. Give it a toss with my fingertips. Give it a little twist just to help it along a bit. Get the juices flowing in.
Hand over it, though.
Grab it nice and firm. Just yank it. There you go.
Yank.
Trust me, it's an inanimate object. It's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. Get a good handle on it. Don't go chasing it.
Never chase it.
Give it a good whack. No. I'm going to moisten that. Drizzle with a little oil. Just coat it off. Get right down to the bottom. Okay, I've got that greased up pretty well there. Greased up and ready to go. Just keep working it. And really put your shoulder into it.
Yeah.
Keep your fingers curled under on that other hand. This is just starting to soften up a bit for me. So if you're having trouble with it, just put your finger in the butt because you don't want your tongue to get mushy. Gosh, I really enjoy this.
Wow.
This is such a fun theme, and it's really cool to do this in your backyard. Something you could do for your boss or for a special occasion or for entertaining. For a great date night at home, too.
Hey.
Who doesn't like cock? What's not to like? And I think it's really coming back. It's not just me that's into it. I just went to Hawaii not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I had more than my share of the old cock. There is not a cock that I ever met that I did not like. Look at the pretty color that becomes. It's gorgeous, huh? I'm just going to give it a taste.
Multiple times.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. See, giving it a roll
snaky
there really
lip.
Gets those juices flowing, doesn't it? I so wish this was a game show. I would be making some money. Nice, even strokes.
Wow.
Here's the big finish. And it gets messy in a minute. Stand back now. I don't want to splatter you. I'm finishing it off. Come on, baby. There you go. And oh, yeah, all of a sudden. Ooh, look at it start to come. Ooh,
I'm sorry.
Another one of them facials. Give it a little shimmy shake. Get some of that out. Oh, that one had a lot to give us, huh? Look at that. Yummy. It's very salty and very delicious.
Mm.
It comes out of your pores, so of course I always end up smelling like a salami, but it's so worth it. I just love it. Very proud of that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. Said.
Great cooking lesson.
If I had to prepare
great
it, I could
cooking
actually
lesson.
Do it quicker than that if I had to.
I don't
two minutes and 53 seconds?
Handcuffed.
But not at the Y.
No, no.
Very bad.
No, they've asked him not to come back.
Yeah, please.